Local harm reduction organisation Avenue B has found a novel way of instructing St Johnas how to administer naloxone, a drug which reverses opioid overdoses. Avenue B office manager Chris Riker, noticing that the Jelly Roll song Save Me matched the acronym used as a mnemonic for the steps to administer naloxone, rewrote the lyrics to clearly communicate what people need to do when someone overdoses. To accompany their version of the song, Avenue B also made a music video to help demonstrate the steps. Riker, along with Executive Director Laurel McNeil, spoke with Local 107.3 FM about putting the song and video together, as well as the importance of naloxone in saving people's lives.
Laura wanted us to write a song about naloxone, and we were talking about it one night, and I kind of laughed at the idea, and then I got thinking about it, and it just made sense to me that Jelly Roll's Save Me would be the perfect song to make an adaptation of, because the title is Save Me, and the naloxone steps are also Save Me, so it just, after that, it came together really quickly. It just sort of fell into place.
Well, I'm lucky to work with so many talented individuals, including Chris, so there's something really magical when you compare art and education together. It just has a greater impact, and that's exactly what we saw with this project. We've had over 30,000 views. People have come to us, like friends and family, and explained the naloxone steps to us, so we know that the knowledge is being transferred. So it started as a spark of something that, oh, was that kind of cringy? Would that, you know, really have a good effect to what it is? And we're quite proud of it.
And how did that kind of go from kind of like putting the song together to making a video?
I do a lot of songwriting, and so it came together as a song fairly easily, and it just made more sense to go all the way and do a video to accompany it, because being able to see the steps of naloxone visually is just that much better of a tool. So I have a contact who does a lot of audio producing and video producing. So we messaged him, and it just came together.
I want to kind of like get down to a little bit more about what naloxone is and what it's used for, and sort of more broadly as well, what you do here at Avenue B.
So we do in-house naloxone training. So ideally, we'd have everybody naloxone trained. Our community is noticing a lot of an uptick in overdose situations. We want to make sure that information is disseminated to the greater population as well. So using an acronym is an easier way to kind of memorize and in the moment know what to do. Naloxone is the opioid reversal substance. So it comes in either nasal or injectable, and you can bring somebody back. So if somebody has signs of an overdose, it's like blue lips, they're kind of non-responsive. If you move them, they're not really going to talk back to you, or they're kind of they look very relaxed. It's really actually a breathing emergency. So the first step is to actually perform CPR, and you in the naloxone kit have a face mask, and then you go on to do the medication piece, and it's magic. It can bring people back for sure. So we want to have as many tools as we can to help meet the needs of our community. Our education and training coordinator goes into schools, goes into organizations for harm reduction, for stigma training, and now we're doing a lot on sexually transmitted disease as well, and sexual health with youth. We have our needle exchange here, so we give out safer use supplies to prevent the incidence of HIV, hep C, and other blood-borne incidents. We have a daily food support that we give. We have sandwiches we hand out every day, and we also collect donations of clothing and socks and underwear and like those daily necessities, menstrual products, as well as things like butane for lighters and anything that's going to sustain somebody's life. We also do drug checking here. So we have two spectrometer machines. So it's no questions asked. It takes about 10 minutes at max, and you can walk away having more of an assurance of what the substance you have is, what's in it, which is really important during a toxic drug crisis. So if anybody comes in and they have frostbite or any of these things, we can kind of see them and send them to the hospital if they need to, or attend with them to kind of bridge that gap there.
Can anyone administer naloxone, and where can they get it from?
Yeah, anyone can bring someone back from an overdose. Naloxone is very easy to use, and you can get it right from us here at Avenue B. You can come in and get trained. It takes about 15 minutes, and you can leave with a naloxone kit. And when your kit expires, you can get another one, no questions asked.
What we're seeing in St. John is not unique to St. John. It's across the country. Every city is seeing the face change and with the housing crisis. And people are really losing hope in many ways. And it's not a choice or like, this is fun. And that's kind of like a narrative that we hear sometimes that people are doing this just to have fun. But I think in a lot of ways it's escaping or, you know, survival of what we're seeing here. So it's extremely important to help each other and try to get through this crisis together.
So I'll go back to the video again a little bit. And another question that I did want to ask you is, as a musician and kind of like a creative person, I mean, how does it feel to be able to kind of bring that to a job like this?
It feels really good. It feels rewarding to be able to use a skill that I have and a passion that I have in a way that I never have before, and in a way that feels important. You can watch the video on our Facebook page, or you can watch it on our YouTube, which is just Avenue B Harm Reduction on YouTube. And you can find it on TikTok as well. One thing that I would love for people to take away from the video is that the people that you keep hearing about who are overdosing all of the time, regardless of what you believe about how they ended up where they are, they're human beings and they deserve to be alive.
More information about Avenue B and Naloxone can be found at avenueb.ca. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.